I think it involves one of the roadblocks that maybe the state police set up, and someone was stopped, and their car was subsequently searched, and a conviction in district court resulted, I think, and that person appealed it to the circuit court, and then whoever won or lost at the circuit level. I do think that it all started with a motion to suppress the evidence, saying that it was an improper search, and a motion to suppress was filed maybe at the district court level, and it was denied, and the motion to suppress was denied, and then it got appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. So I think it's really kind of, it all revolves around a motion to suppress, which was denied,